And we'll move here into segment four. So we'd like to welcome each and every individual to Legacy Partners and Single Moms. My name is Jill. I will be a co-coach and facilitator with Elise today for today's session. If you do have any questions, feel free to connect with the individual who invited you. You can call 888-230-2300 or the U.S.-based number at 630-393-9909. There will also be a special gift offering at the end of today's session, so you'll definitely want to stick around for that. So we'll go ahead and we can keep this conversation going from the last call. So we were talking about, upbringings in our environments as children and how that affects us moving into adulthood, and then also looking at our situation and definitely our environments. Taking responsibility for them, our own, playing the victim role of that that side of that coin as well. Like there's two sides to every coin, so which one are you going to choose in Outlook? So, Jason, any thoughts from the last? Did that help you at all from that last call?
Not sure. Ella mentioned something about how that negativity or my background, he feels is a powerful force. And thinking on that, but that's really not sure what you mean by that, Ellen. Do you have any thoughts on that or something more in depth?
I think what Jill described was a great example of how to take that negativity, that negative way of thinking, which sucks energy out of us. So, to go down the path of thinking, negative thoughts always drain us of energy. But there's a way to sort of turn that around, and in that moment, when you wake up and you notice that you're thinking about something in a negative way, then you have a choice at that moment to say, no, I'm not going to go there. I am going to think about a different way. And so what Jill does is she says, you put it so perfectly, Jill. So there you are, you're doing something and you're thinking about all the difficulties Zaire's going to have in his life because blah, 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 blah. And then you say, no, wait a minute. I need to think about it. I need to remember that he's got a better chance of becoming president than most people. What a tremendous gift I'm giving to him. So that's a great example. And, I was thinking, Jill, that you're really very, very fortunate to be in the situation that you are in. Once again, you could look at it negatively, but you're incredibly fortunate, more fortunate than many other people who are not in that situation, because it's in your face, kind of, right? So most, like normal people like me, so, like I go through my life and, I've noticed that unless people have some huge issue facing them, that they don't wake up and they just go along to be asleep. And that's why something like what happened to Kevin or your life. So in many ways, you guys who have really difficult things in your life to deal with are blessed way beyond what other people are blessed with, because they don't have the opportunity. The greater that force, that greater that potential negativity, the greater the potential positive outcome. And so, you having that really strong force is puts you at so much more of an advantage than the rest of us. You see that?
Yeah, like the jolt, right? that extra shock or whatever that it could be to really wake someone up. Yeah, no, I totally understand. To kind of take a step back on life and to take an overview of where you've been and where you're going.
Yeah.
Right?
So I'm jealous of you. I'm jealous of you. I'm jealous of all you guys, you know?
Absolutely. Does that help at all, Jason?
I think so. I wonder if I use... I'm thinking on that, but I wonder if I use my background as a limiting...
Hey, Jason, can you speak a little louder? I'm having a hard time hearing.
Is this better?
Yeah.
Okay. I wonder if I'm using my background as a limiting belief or a structure or whatever you may want to call it, but using or believing it as a limiting thing. And being aware of that, I feel like is the first thing. But is that what kind of what you mean, or am I still not seeing what you're seeing?
Can you say that again, Jason? I'm having trouble hearing.
I feel like I may be using my background as a limiting belief or as a limiting thing to hold me back from my own self-discovery, maybe?
What's going on with Jill? You see how she's taking that negative situation in her life and what she's doing sort of step-by-step, moment-to-moment, the decisions that she's making to turn that negative force into an incredible positive energy?
I see how she relates it to the fact that, or the positive that Mark has shown her about that Thayer could be a precedent or something of that nature.
But it's something she does in the moment when she has negative thoughts, and she realizes
taking ownership of it.
It's like she takes ownership of it, and she says, "Okay, I'm not going down that path. I'm making a conscious decision to remember the positive things about the situation, not go down the negative path." And that's like a decision in the moment that she makes when she wakes up and she sees that she's thinking negative. And that's a huge lesson you, me, everybody else can learn.
So, Jason, I like how you said that it's limiting you, right? Any situation from our past is our past. And so if we choose to focus on that, then that is absolutely going to limit us. I mean, this can be related really to anything and anyone's upbringing, you know, children of abuse and, you know, children that are brought up in poverty and that come out of that, right? They use that as kind of like a driving force rather than that limiting, because it does. It will limit you. It will hold you there if you're thinking about it in a negative way. So, I mean, even if you can, for now, until you can find the light at the end of the tunnel, I mean, even if you can just say, you know, I wake up every day and I'm so grateful that I found freedom for this, or I found, you know, the other side of this, or whatever the situation can be, even if it's just something small like that, that you're not confined to that box anymore of how you were raised. And then moving forward from there, and then that will get bigger and bigger and bigger, and you'll be able to find so much light in all of it and turning that around for a complete and total positive. And then does that make sense? Does that help at all?
Yeah, I think the first step is taking ownership of it. Do you feel like people sometimes question the freedom once they've found it?
Yeah. I mean, I know in my situation I most certainly would, because there is a sense of freedom, right? I was in a very controlling and abusive relationship. And that freedom is scary. Because you're not under somebody else's control, right? So any decision is up to you. Anything moving forward, you can't blame it on somebody else. You have to, it's on you. You have to take that ownership.
Taking ownership and pursuing your own freedom, if it, even if some people may look at you as being selfish in doing so.
Especially when people look at you and think that you're selfish in doing so. Especially. Speaking off of my own personal situation.
No, I think that relates to mine too. Is
right.
Mine coming from parents.
Right.
And them trying to bring that around that I'm the selfish one by wanting to do my own thing and not go down the same path that they have tried to set out for me from childhood. I think it hurts them because I feel like a lot of times, like I can lately or yeah, especially lately, I've started to kind of sense more of their pain, but I'm not sure how to help it without losing my own freedom.
Right.
Jason, this is Nancy. I was just thinking another way to look at it is that you're giving them the opportunity to get to know their son. Which they otherwise would not if you had followed suit.
Which is very powerful because I've been on a couple of calls with Mark this week, and in light of recent events with his mom passing, he has said, you know, that his mom, he feels so much more free now that both of his parents are gone that he can actually be himself.
Mm-hmm. When you say get to know their son, if they don't really have an interest in seeing things from their son's perspective, are they really getting to know him?
Well, that's their choice. But if you don't make that step, then you've decided for them. And if the environment changes, like we were just saying, we're a product of our environment, yes or no, but there is some of yes to that. We are to some degree, but then it's our ability to break free of that and recognize that, I am who I am. Really, I'm on an island. I am who I am, and what I do with it is what I do with it, and nobody else's responsibility, nobody else's, you know, it's up to me. So my perspective would be is if that they would find joy in this at some time in their life, that their son became, you know, what he wanted to be, what he was meant to be, that he struggled with this.
The light at the end of the tunnel would be they may not see it now, but in years down the road they may be they may see it in a very much different way?
I think that is a I think that's possible, absolutely. But unless you make that step, it'll never happen.
I think the light at the tunnel is that you will become free yourself.
I agree, Alan. Alan's absolutely right. It won't matter to you what they think.
Now, that will cause you a lot of pain. But as we were just talking, maybe a different perspective on pain is that it's not such a bad thing. Maybe it's actually kind of like a good thing, because we were like just talking about how these painful experiences in people's lives are actually the fuel that drives them further, faster than like other people who don't have those pain, if they choose to make that conscious decision to take ownership and think in a different way.
Well, see, I think everybody has pain.
Right.
It's just a degree of pain.
Right.
Some is much more obvious, you know, and others have to dig for it, to uncover.
So that's why I say that people who face pain and it's right in their face, I'm so jealous of them.
It goes back to how we're looking at pain, right? If we look at that pain and like know that that's part of growing pains, or that, you know, no pain, no glory, that whole thing, and moving forward in that, or if we look at the pain and like, ouch, that hurts, and then you step back into your box, or you step back into that the position that you have no pain, but realizing again, you know, like with the wall, however you need to get around it, over it, under it, however you need to go through that, that's going to be painful, but you have to get to the other side of that wall. So looking at it in that aspect as well.
And I think it intensifies. I think the pain intensifies because you're stronger and you're able to handle it. It just keeps getting bigger and bigger because you take more risks, you struggle more. You're out there. You know, you're not trying to hide behind the, you know.
Wait a minute. Are you saying that the further you go on this path of self-realization, the more painful that it gets?
Absolutely.
And that pain is one of the things that sort of drives your progress? Did I hear you say that?
All right.
God, what do you think about that, Jason?
Do you think the difference between good and bad pain is our own perspective on it?
You have to ask Nancy. That she came up with that whole thing.
Oh, I did not. Stop. Oh, good and bad, boy.
I do.
Okay, Alan, go for it.
No, I said I do.
You think there is a difference between good and bad pain?
No, I think the difference is your perspective on it.
Oh, is your perspective on it.
I think that's what you meant, right, Jason?
Yeah, like, is there such a thing as good and bad pain, or is it more just the individual's perspective on the pain itself to determine if it is good or bad?
Yeah, and what do you think?
I think it's just the perspective, but...
I do, too.
I agree. Everybody. Yep. Jill, what do you think? Is it unanimous?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, the perspective on it. Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that kind of brought this all really clear to me was, you know, so like Mark's mom died, this past week. And Mark related, I don't know if you guys had heard this bit of the story, but, you know, his parents had lived very, very frugally. And over the years, actually, much to his surprise, had amassed quite a sum of money. And, you know, Mark has some very big goals, and, you know, that needs to be fueled by money. And so when his mom died, I think he was kind of hoping that some of that money that, you know, would get passed along and it's an inheritance to him and the other children, he would be able to use that to further his work and the life vision, everything that we're all involved with. And that didn't happen. And his mom wound up giving the money to the church, the very same church that had kicked him out and it caused so much pain. So can you imagine the pain that he feels about that and how negative he could be and how resentful and how that could be such poison. So I believe that what he's done is he's found this way, and this is just what you were talking about, Jill, to when that poisonous negativity, when those thoughts come up, to change it and think about it from a different perspective consciously, and then that pain becomes like this incredible driving force, and that's one of the things that's propelling him. As you know, I think we've all seen how he's like become a different guy in the last week.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's an inspiration to me. I know when things don't go the way that I want them in life, I tend to get resentful. So like, you know, I'm working on a big deal and it doesn't happen. And if I pour a ton of energy into it, you know, it's really easy for me to get upset and resentful and negative and blame myself and blame everybody else, and you know, but there's like a moment when I wake up and I see myself doing that, and it's just like you were describing, Jill, and I say, no, this is an opportunity to take the way that I feel, all these really terrible negative feelings, and look at it in a different way. So this could propel me to do a better job. This could propel me to, you know, take control of my mind, or so many things, so many opportunities.
Right.
Can I say something?
Yes, please.
Yeah. I haven't quite thought out how I'm going to say this. I finally got into a really nice position head-wise many, many years ago. And I went back into the old situation, which was part of my family, to help heal it. And I got zapped back into my old headset. And my new headset had been in, I'd had it for several years. So you need to protect yourself and your new headset for a lot longer than you can, a lot longer than you can think.
Hmm.
This is Linda.
Oh, hi, Linda.
Hi, Alan. So even though you want to go back in and help the situation, even though you've got, you know, several years behind you and you want to help the situation, it can zap you right back.
So, Linda, so what do you think about this concept, like, you know, instead of sort of running away from painful situations, that you actually, if you want to grow faster and go further, you actually, like, kind of embrace them and move towards them? What do you think about that?
This is what I'm trying to talk about a little bit. That's fine, but I had found a way to deal with my pain. It turned out wonderful. It worked for me for several years. And then when I went back to try to deal with the roots of this, I got zapped right back. And I know I'm not the only one that does this, that's done this. This is a counseling kavat.
So like we were kind of talking about, and there's like this concept that I think we were kicking around a little bit, that so like the further you go, so it's like it's almost like, so at one level, in one dimension, the light at the end of the tunnel is everything turns out great. You've made changes in your life. You've learned how to, you know, deal with negative thoughts, and then, you know, so the end game is for everything to be okay. So, but then we were kind of kicking around this other perspective, which is that, wait a minute. If the pain can give you so much opportunity, then why would the end game be to get rid of the pain and be okay? Why wouldn't the end game be to learn how to use painful situations such that they provide you the energy for growth, in which case you would be out there looking every place, under every rock and stone, for painful situations to put yourself into so that you could use that energy to learn and grow?
It depends upon what you're looking for and depends upon what you came from. Partially, some of the stuff that you came from, you are wired to go back to your old way with not much help. You have to be isolated from them, and you have to have a whole lot of support for your own way. You can't go back to it 24/7.
Jill, what do you think about that?
Oh, my mind is racing right now, like starting to hurt. It's painful. serious, because I totally understand what Linda is saying, right? Going back to, right, to quote-unquote deal with Zaire's father, right? Like, I feel like I have to put up my barriers and put up that protection so that I don't get zapped, right, even just in raising my son, because there's so much pain that's sitting back there. But then on the other side, right, like the whole conversation that we've had today and the things that I have said and looking at it differently, like I have to, do you just like completely just tear that armor off and just run in like a crazy person? What's that one movie? Like Braveheart or something? You know, like that's the picture in my mind right now. And they're just, you know, screaming and running and like,
which one of those do you think Mark is trying to pull us towards and showing us himself by doing?
Definitely the Braveheart, just tearing off the armor and just running in. You know, like no holds, no armor, just full force, just running, just going for it.
Let those arrows go right into the heart.
Yep.
Let them be as painful as it can possibly be.
Which, if you think about it too, I mean, if you run into, you know, the zapping sense or the run straight into that war, then the pain is going to be there regardless. So if you just go full force into it and just get it over with, like ripping the Band-Aid off, right? Or if you start ripping just the corner off